Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute, and she joins us this morning to tell us where we might find art. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hello, Lisa. Well, it feels like we've sort of missed it, but the state fair is coming up. We have not gone directly into fall. We still have one more important week of summer left, and that is the Minnesota State Fair. And at the Minnesota State Fair, it's not just food on a stick. There is a lot of art to see.
So is there art on a stick?
I'm sure there's art on a stick, and that should be the next year's premier on a stick thing.
I just want to say that KUMD is going to be at the State Fair. We'll be hearing more about that later this week, and we will be making radio on a stick.
Wow, that is so cool.
I thought so.
That is just awesome. Well, make sure that you check out the Fine Arts Building, because the Fine Arts Building has the largest juried art show in the state. And this is, it's mostly Minneapolis, St. Paul artists, because they are in that region. There is artwork from all over the state, and it really is just a fabulous way to sort of see what people are making, see what people are doing in Minnesota, what is the cultural zeitgeist of the time. Check out the Fine Arts Building. Of course, there's the seed art. That's always my absolute favorite, to see what people come up with the seed art exhibit, but the State Fair's artwork is really absolutely phenomenal. And what I love is it's similar to what our membership show is. It really is a mix of people who are professional artists, but also people who just love art and do it on the side and do amazing work. So,
Annie, I know we've talked about this before, but I think it bears repeating. If you walk into the Fine Arts Building, and I don't know how big the building is, but you walk in and there you are struck, or you begin to walk through however they, you know, the cattle chutes that they send you through.
Right.
And there is going to be all of this art, all of these different genres, all of these different artists, all of these different topics. How do you approach going through an exhibit like that without just hitting overload in about 30 seconds and everything starts to blur together?
Sure. I would say, you know, It is definitely sort of walking through a chute, although it's not as busy as some of the other places and some of the other, you know, visual overload. You don't have the smells that the pig barn has, so that's a bonus. But I would say, you know, as you walk through any museum, you can kind of stroll, but then every once in a while, you know, stop. Take some time. It might be the colors that catch you. It might be the subject matter that catches you. It might be that this person used a really interesting medium that you've never seen before. And challenge yourself. You can even set a stopwatch. I actually think that that's a really interesting thing to do, is to set a stopwatch for 2 minutes. It seems like a short amount of time, but taking 2 minutes to look at something really makes you look a little bit further and a little bit deeper, and you're going to get more from it. And you're also not going to be sort of just overwhelmed with sort of this fire hose of stuff that you can't actually get any water from.
Exactly. So, would it make any sense to kind of set a stopwatch as you walk and say, I'm going to stop every 3 minutes or every 4 minutes and actually look at whatever's in front of me?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, because a lot of times making yourself look at something that maybe it puts you off when you first see it, or it doesn't catch your eye when you first see it. Or I like that idea of timing yourself, you know, or do it as paces, you know, every 10 paces, I'm going to stop and see whatever is in front of me. I'm going to set my watch for 2 minutes and try and get a little bit more out of it. I mean, think of yourself, you could put yourself in Lisa Johnson's shoes and say, what questions would I ask this artist about their work? What is bubbling up to the surface when I see this? What do I think, you know, how would I challenge them? How would I get something out of them? You know, what is the meat of this art piece? So everyone put on your Lisa Johnson hat when you go to the State Fair Arts Building and try and think of 3 good questions for each artist when you see their work. I think that's a really interesting way of doing it.
Or perhaps 2 good questions and 1 clever but not insulting or vulgar smart aleck remark.
That is the Lisa Johnson way.
That was, yeah. I just wanted to be very clear about that.
Absolutely. And while you're down in the cities, at the State Fair, I think there's some fabulous shows around. The Minneapolis Institute of Art has an exhibit of Mark Mothersbaugh, who you might know from Devo. This is this punk era art house band. But he's also just a phenomenal artist, and it's really interesting to see how he is very much an artist of the time. He's very into these sort of fluid boundaries between art, music, all of the different genres, you know, sort of the hybridity of artwork. And he does just kind of outlandish sculptures. He has a whole room that's a musical instrument machine, sort of this, I can't remember the name of the guy who does the one thing leads to another, but it's just this contraption that makes...
Oh, Rube Goldberg.
Rube Goldberg, yes, it's a Rube Goldberg instrument. and there's also Leonardo da Vinci exhibit there. He has a notebook on view, and the exhibit is all about, you know, how we think on paper and how we process information. So it not only has da Vinci's work, but it also has other artists. So I love that the MIA, which they're calling it now, it's not the MIA, it's now called MIA. MIA is doing a really interesting job of exploring this mix between engineer, inventor, scientist, musician. You know, it's that artwork really is invading all parts and all areas of study, which I think is a great thing to highlight.
Well, if you need a brief break from the visual overwhelm of the Pork Barn, then perhaps it is just the thing for you to go and look at a little art and then
exactly.
Get back to down to the business of looking at feeder cattle.
All is art.
It is.
All is art.
It is. Annie, thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk again next week.
Great.
Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art? Monday mornings right here on 103.3 KUMD.